Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure as always. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead because Pierce and Jane Howard are back with us, ladies and gentlemen. I know you're excited about that, aren't you? Yeah, Pierce and Jane are the folks who join us on a regular basis to talk to us about personality. They have taught us so much over the years about personality and how it affects performance, how it affects behavior, how it affects, you know, the outcome of our business, the outcome of relationships that we have not only with our employees but also with our customers. And they've got some new angles to talk to us about with regard to personality today. They're the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, and they're our good friends. Jane Howard, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Pierce, welcome back.
Greetings.
It's good to have you here. Pierce is a master at economy of words. Jane, let me start with you. Talk to us about personality with regard to leadership and service.
Jim, in this economy, we're struggling, especially small business people for the most part, except for those rare few that have a perfect market niche. One of the things in thinking about your show and thinking about your audience was the whole issue that we come across every day, and that is leadership and service are in some ways the personality people who deliver the best leadership or deliver the best service can be similar in some ways, but they can be vastly different. And when a small business person is trying to do it all, then that can at times become a stretch because they're not temperamentally suited for one particular aspect of running the business.
Every business owner, Pierce, is nodding their head at what Jane just said. I mean, every one of us get exhausted sometimes, especially depending on the how many people you have and how many, you know, what the stage of the life of your business is in. Everybody knows what it's like to have to be the scout, and, you know, who's making sure that we know where we're going, and the person who's guarding the rear. And it's tough, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And one of the things that can help with the stress of that role is understanding where the stress comes from. Service and leadership in some ways are similar and in other ways are diametrically opposed. Let me give you a couple of examples. We've talked before about this model of personality that we use, the Big Five.
The five-factor model, right?
Yeah. And there are five major dimensions. And, one deals with stress. One deals with sociability and extroversion. One deals with creativity. One deals with power and hierarchy. And one deals with focus on goals. Well, for example, let's take the last one first, focus on goals. The leader has to do what? They have to focus on goals. Mm-hmm. They have to take the mountain. They have to meet the numbers.
And know where the next mountain is going to be.
Exactly.
They have to cover payroll.
Short and long term.
Well said, Jane.
They're what we call a serial processor. They are bent on finishing what they start.
Mm-hmm.
And a service person is in many ways the exact opposite of that. They're a parallel processor. They have to be able to jump tracks on a second's notice. They have to be very spontaneous, and they have to be able to turn from one issue to another and be comfortable doing it. And that's extremely de-energizing for a manager, for a person mm-hmm. that's trying to focus on those goals, because they're trying to get finished with something, whereas that service person is fighting one fire after another.
Mm-hmm.
And those are different temperaments, and it's stressful for the focused person to try to be so responsive, and it's stressful for the responsive person to try to stay focused.
And every business owner, Jane, is different. They may be more likely to want to be on the service side, or more likely to be on the leadership side. I mean, a little more one way or the other, to some degree based on your five-factor model, right?
That's right, Jim. Or they could be right in between the two. And they could struggle with the fact that sometimes they're not as goal-oriented as they wish they were.
Right.
And that sometimes they're not quite as spontaneous as they wish they were.
Hold on to that thought, Pearson, Jane Howard. We're going to take a quick break, folks. This is fascinating stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't already, in the next few minutes, you're going to see yourself. Tony Till, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. My knowledge base is there where you can ask a question. My blog is there, which we post on a regular basis. Just posted something on venture capital earlier this week. And just posted another topic on General Motors and what that could mean, what happened to General Motors could mean to small business. So those are some of the things in the blog there. Also, my newsletter is there. You can subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. Lots and lots of stuff there. Whether you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes, we got something you can read or listen to. Pierce and Jane Howard are all over our websites. They've contributed so much to us over the years. Pierce is the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain, which is a monstrous book, the best thing I've ever seen on understanding how the brain works. And then they are the co-authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And as we went to the break, Pierce, I think you were about to tell us something. Were you finishing up a thought there? I one of the main things I wanted to remind folks about, folks, we're talking about the tension. You know, we talked earlier about the similarities and the differences, but there seems to be a tension for business owners and the people who work with small business owners between leadership and service. And I know every business owner feels this tension, Pierce. And you were talking to us about how our personalities are plays into all this.
Yes. The tension with respect to how people focus on the task at hand is the leader needs to be able to finish what is started. They need to be able to focus on the task to meet quota, etc. Whereas the service-oriented person really needs to be able to jump from thing to thing and to be responsive and to drop what they're doing and serve the customer. And that's hard for a focused person to
mm-hmm.
do. And so the lesson for the small business owner is to be sensitive to who is available on their staff that shows those different temperaments and allow people to have the responsibility based on their temperament. I mean, even if you've only got two or three or four in your office, the likelihood is that one in three is going to be focused and one in three is going to be reactive and spontaneous, and the other one out of three is going to be somewhere in the middle. That's just sort of a normal distribution of things. And we need to be able to allow and empower the person who is reactive and responsive to handle those customer issues.
And, you know, Jane, one of the things that that as we grow our businesses, we add people fill niches inside our business, try to put the round pegs in the round holes. If we don't hire a person who, as Pierce said, who fills that, who is that round peg for that round hole, if we hire somebody who's like us, maybe then we're just going to have more frustration, right? Because the thing we're trying to accomplish, the service, let's say, that we're trying to accomplish, the service type of tasks that we're trying to accomplish that we wanted to hire this person for, it's not going to get done any better than if we did it because we've hired somebody just like us.
Right. And the tendency is, Jim, if people are not using a thoughtful process to hire people, if they shake their hand and say, oh, yeah, we're very similar, that doesn't necessarily mean for the small business owner that that's the person you need for that particular role. The downside is that if you get the wrong person, you're going to get somebody who may not be comfortable in the job you're assigning.
Mm-hmm.
They may not stay with you very long. You may invest all this time training them, and then they may walk out the door. And so what we really want to strive for is to get someone who fits the role that we need, who we can depend on for a long period of time, and who is going to be comfortable doing that work. If somebody's not comfortable doing the job we assign them, they find ways to not do it. They find other things to get busy with so that they don't have to do the job that they don't like.
Well, and, you know, I could just see a business owner interviewing somebody for a service type of job and really enjoying meeting that person, and they sort of you know, thrive off of each other in the interview, and you come out of the interview and the person, the owner tells somebody else, wow, I really like that person, I think he's going to be a great addition for us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out he might have been better if the guy had been not so exciting, not so energetic, you know, in terms of being, you know, of being a leader, but maybe we needed somebody who was more deliberate and more prodding. What do you think?
We call those clones.
Yeah. In fact, I was helping a young architect who needed to hire three people. He was filling out a job profile for each of these three positions, and they were drastically different positions, requiring very different kinds of temperaments.
Mm-hmm.
So he filled out this form, and we got together for lunch and looked at what he had done. And all three forms were filled out identically. And they were filled out to match his own personal temperament.
Well, that was a formula for failure.
Of course. And so I sang my little song to him, you know, I'm so pretty, yes, I'm pretty. and so we then were able to go ahead and differentiate. And that's the key.
Right. Now, hold on to that thought. When we come back, let me tell you something, folks. Pierce and Jane Howard are experts, world-class experts, at helping us not have this problem. We come back, I'm going to get them to tell us how they would solve this problem, how they would help us if they were available. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. Pierce and Jane Howard are our guest. And Jane, I would like for you to tell the audience how we can find you online and your company.
Very simple, Jim. The name of the company is Center for Applied Cognitive Studies. And the website is www.centacs.com.
Syntex.com. They can find your books there, can't they?
Absolutely.
And wherever books are sold.
Yep, and from Amazon.
And also, they can find you've got products there that are available online. And speaking of which, what I want you guys to do, folks, we've been talking, Pierce and Jane have been talking to us about how to make sure that we differentiate the kinds of jobs that we need to have done, and we made sure we put the right people in those positions, and the tension that business owners have when they based on their own personality and the leadership and or the service assignments, the tasks that they had to do. Jane, talk to us about how you help companies deal with these kinds of issues.
One of the primary ways, Jim, is to do some team building. I often get called in, whether it's a small organization or a large organization with teams, to actually administer our Workplace Big Five profile and then to help them look at how the behaviors within the team help or hinder, to think about how to better influence other individuals on the team, to just explain the similarities and differences. I find so often that once people on a team understand, oh, you didn't do that just because you don't like me, you did that because that's your natural personality.
But our first reaction, our first instinct is to take it personally, isn't it?
That's right, because you're not acting like I would in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And once we understand that, that can clear the air, it can get rid of years of resentment, and then move forward.
And Pierce, we also need to, employees need to understand that if the boss is a certain way that maybe feels it bothers us as employees or whatever, that they're not being rude or hateful or whatever. It's not only it's their personality plus the stress that they're under, right?
Exactly. One of the things that characterizes the ideal boss is what I like to refer to as a calmness of spirit. But bosses need to be calm in a crisis. They need to have nerves of steel. They need to have ice in their veins, as it were. To the degree that they're calm in a crisis, the people tend to be less frantic in a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what you want in a service person.
Mm-hmm.
You want a service person who worries about whether the customer's being served properly. You want a service person who gets angry when the organization doesn't treat the customer right. You want an advocate for the customer, and that person needs to be emotionally responsive and reactive and not sitting back and being calm. I mean, there's an adaptive value for people that have these negative emotions, and that's in serving the customer.
Mm-hmm.
When we have a person on our staff who exhibits that kind of emotional reactivity, they're the ones that we need to sic on solving customer problems.
One of the things, Jane, that we've talked about in the past is applying your five-factor model tests that you guys have developed before you hire people. Is it worthwhile doing that with people we already have?
Absolutely. Then we can understand how to relate to them better, how to deal with them in just everyday communications in the work environment.
Are there problems in a team building situation? Are there problems with everybody being revealed, how everybody is, where we are on all these things? Does that embarrass people sometimes?
It's not secret, Jim.
We're
already showing everybody who we are every day at work. It can be.
I know, but we don't know what to do with that, though.
Well, in fact, before you do any of these team building sessions, everybody is aware that when they take the assessment, that the results will be public, and that's
right.
Upfront information.
Right.
But the important
right.
thing is that it's not something hidden. It's not something
right.
secret. It's what your coworkers deal with every day.
And so we look at each other and say, now I understand why you're that way.
The great aha.
Right. I'm okay, you're not. Jane, give us that website one more time.
www.centacf.com.
And the owner's manual for the brain is the book Pierce wrote. It's huge. It's a monstrous book on the brain. Also, the one you need to have on your desk, not on your bookshelf, folks, is the owner's manual for personality at work by Pierce and Jane Howard. Hey, boys and girls, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Our pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Pierce. Thanks, Jane. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.